farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The government has announced measures to assist sugarcane farmers who have been severely affected by drought over the past 2 years. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more at Later or Proverb of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Cane farmers affected by drought and other conditions over the past 2 years are set to benefit from several initiatives thanks to the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries. The measures are aimed at increasing sugarcane productivity and efficiency and boosting the earnings of farmers. Among the initiatives is a relief on loan repayment for farmers who accessed funds under the Cane Expansion Fund.
Given the impact of the drought of both 2014 and 2015, on farmers' productivity as well as earnings, the government has taken a decision to not only recover 80% of loan repayment due from farmers this year, where that 80% has not been recovered from the two tranches of second payment so far, I have directed that no further repayment is to be recovered from the third tranche.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio. He says the move will allow farmers to finance the required inputs to ensure a good crop in 2016.
The Cane Expansion Fund will engage affected farmers on an individual basis to reschedule the loans accordingly.
The Agriculture Minister is urging sugarcane farmers to continue production even though cane prices are cyclical. This as the proposed payment for a ton of cane is expected to decline by 30-40% in 2016. Now, in addition to the rescheduled loan payments, Minister Kellia has also announced other possible measures to help cane farmers improve their earnings. These include an examination of the price structure for local molasses and the cane payment formula to make sure that the farmers enjoy some of the revenues from products such as cogeneration, in which the bagasse from cane is used to generate electricity.
I've already signaled my intention to engage all the relevant stakeholders in the industry to really look at the pricing of local molasses so that farmers can earn more from molasses and also for our farmers to pay a greater percentage of the cane price in the first bid.
Road repairs in all cane parishes are also expected to resume in the next financial year when some 80 kilometers of roads are to be rehabilitated. Negotiations will also be undertaken with the European Union for additional projects geared at directly impacting the competitiveness of cane growers.
We will be proposing to convert some of the open canals in the Raya Kogan and Mid-Clarendon areas to pressurized pipe systems in order to accommodate the use of drip irrigation.
In addition, the government will be taking a new approach to the construction and operation of new irrigation systems through the utilization of renewable energy to arrest water loss and deliver irrigation water at low prices. And now for a proverb of the day. When cocoa ripe, it must boss. Translation, when the cocoa ripens, it bursts. And this means it is easy to identify the intentions of an individual by his or her actions.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. None of them are really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug-free.
Target shows your future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.